This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. A rash of medical emergencies at some abortion clinics has pro-life advocates calling for a halt to abortions at the worst clinics until an investigation can explain why abortion has apparently become so dangerous. Wednesday morning, the Planned Parenthood on Forest Park Avenue in St. Louis had its 20th medical emergency in 4 years. A longtime New York City abortion advocate who promotes abortion, attacks pregnancy centers, and bears Planned Parenthood's endorsement in the race for mayor has unfolded her extremism. Christine Quinn says she wants girls as young as 11 in New York City to get the morning after pill. In other news, a new website is tracking and documenting pro-life concerns about Girl Scout councils nationally. And the baby whose deadly brain aneurysm was cured with super glue 10 weeks ago continues to thrive. This is Life News Radio. The difference between a choice and a decision. When there is a decision crying out to be made, it is no time for a petty choice. Sure, choice is a stamp of quality, often reflective of human dignity, but it is also something put on a piece of steak. From the Latin decidere, a decision cuts off some poor option and always opens the door to one of the greatest of human dignities, the ability to create future. There is no future like lovingly choosing life. Decide and be pro-life. Max Bagley, the autistic teen from Ontario, no longer has hundreds of supporters. He and his mom now have thousands of Canadians and others rallying to their support against an anonymous letter demanding that the boy go away by any means possible. Pro-life advocates are trying to help people connect the dots between this kind of eugenic attitude and abortion. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.